Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I, Kenny Bedwell, am going to share with you some secrets for success. Now, I probably should have waited a little longer to do this episode, maybe in the winter time when people are struggling with bookings. But it, guys, if you want to cash flow positive, if you want to be successful, then you need to understand the concepts before you're suffering from lack of bookings or dealing with saturation or competition in your market. A lot of people have this late reflex, oh, I'm not making any money, therefore I've got a problem. Okay, you should know before you actually start not making money, because getting bookings is a reflection of making money, right? So if you don't have any bookings in the future or on your calendar, you're not going to make any money, and therefore you're going to be hurting, right? It's all like cause and effect. And so you can catch it in the moment and you can take action in the moment. And that's for all of you listening, be proactive. Don't procrastinate, which is our human behavior. All right. So I'm going to be doing this segment, is it my pricing, listing, or amenities? Because a lot of times people come to me and they say, Kenny, I don't have any bookings, or Kenny, I want to improve my property. I want to make more money. And whether it's lack of bookings or just in general. And the first thing they think is I'm missing something, usually an amenity, a physical item. But the question is that really what you're missing? Is there something that you're actually missing that would improve revenue? You know, sure, if you put in a pool or like some of these big amenities, like a lazy river or something crazy like that. But the reality is, like, should you do, I mean, obviously you don't necessarily want to afford, or you can't afford that. But the real question though is that really what's going to improve your bookings? Okay. So the way that we want to look at this, we want to break it down and understand it in a logistical process. In amenities, adding amenities is the last thing we need to evaluate. We need to first critique and evaluate and analyze our revenue. Okay. Are we maximizing our pricing? So our revenue management. Okay. And then look at the listing description and determine if, you know, if there's things that can be improved. Can our photos be improved? Are we marketing everything correctly? Is our listing description accurate? We're going to break all these different. I'm actually going to do different episodes on each one of the three topics of pricing, amenities, pricing, listing optimization, and amenities. So let's start with pricing today. And I'm going to share with you a listing. Now, if you're listening to this episode, you're going to hear me talk about this listing, but I encourage you to go to the SCR Insights YouTube channel and catch this live, because I'm going to be walking you through it and sharing my screen in this episode, where I'm going to break down this listing I found and where they're struggling. It's peak season. So the hard part about this is in the peak season, we have a lot high occupancy. I mean, it's July 1st when I'm recording this, and this is going to come out this week. But in the peak season, we're not really worried about pricing as much, right? Like, we're going to get booked, you know, we're going to have high occupancy, but in the off season, this becomes more and more important. But even during the peak season, we'll have random availability or random cancellations. What do you do? How do you handle it? How do you get on top of it? So the first thing we need to look at, if we're trying to evaluate a property to see if we can improve its revenue, whether it's not getting bookings or it is getting bookings, but we want to make it have more money, is we need to make sure we understand the pricing of it. Okay. That's the number one, usually number one symptom. The number one ranking driver on Airbnb's algorithm is your pricing, right? Airbnb wants you to price your property at $0 a night. They want you to basically like sell it for nothing. Okay. And they're incentivizing you by ranking you higher to price it as low as possible. which I know a lot of you are like, ugh, that doesn't sound very attractive to me. And it really doesn't. But everyone's not pricing their property at zero, okay, unless you're in North Georgia Mountains. And the fact of the matter is that there are, you know, obviously there are other elements that go into the algorithm, but that is the number one highest priority is pricing, okay? So demand, however, will also dictate our pricing, meaning like, sure, you can drop it to zero, but doesn't mean you should drop it to zero because people are actually willing to pay money to come and stay at your place or come to that market and then stay at your place. So there's just like a delicate balance. But the problem is that balance shifts with seasonality. And a lot of people don't understand seasonality, meaning that like you get it. Oh, there's summer season and there's winter season. You know, if I'm in a beach, I'm not going to get bookings in the wintertime. That's great in all until you experience it. And then you really understand when that seasonality hits, when's your high season and how prices fluctuate. It baffles me that people understand this concept yet don't price their properties appropriately. And then they're crying when they're not making any money. And so if you can map out your seasonality and if you can hit your target revenue on a monthly basis, you will stay ahead of the competition. You'll actually maximize your revenue and your cash flow. So let's take a listing that is actually quite a really nice property, really good pictures in a good area. This is in Asheville, North Carolina, or near Asheville in a cute town called Black Mountain. This property is, it's got no views. It's kind of a really, really nice house. It's got a hot tub, nice design decor, high, you know, vaulted ceilings. And we're in the middle of peak season, and this property has low occupancy, well, generally low occupancy for the peak season. So in this market, I would expect somewhere between 80 to 90% occupancy. And this property for the month of July is sitting at about maybe like 55%, 60% occupancy, maybe about 55%. So which is pretty poor. All right. So we got to figure out, is it the pricing? Is it the listings? Or is it just the amenities? You know, is it just competing against properties that have really cool like features and things like that? So let's figure it out and we're going to attack pricing. So we understand that this is the high season. Number one, this is important. Number one, this is the high season, meaning this property should be booked. Okay. That's the most important thing you need to know about your property. Is it, what season is it? Should my property actually be booked? Okay. Now, I know that we're trying to get it, you know, if it's not booked and this is slow season and you're like, well, I don't know if it actually should be booked. That's okay. We'll get to that. But the reality is like in the high seasons, your property should be booked. It shouldn't have weeks open at a time like this property does. So let's figure it out. And also too, like to point out with this property, this is a property with 48 reviews, meaning it's been on the market. It's probably 2 years old at least. So it has 4.96 rating. 48 reviews, I think I said 46, but 48 reviews, and it's been sitting and it's got weeks open. That's a problem, okay? So what are they doing wrong? Number one, pricing. So I look at my occupancy, my seasonality, and I go, yeah, sure, I should be booked. Okay, great. So let me take a look at my pricing and compare it to my competitors. So obviously you can see the property here looks really nice. I'm not gonna go through the pictures because we don't even need to. We're talking about pricing today. So what I like to do, number one, I personally like to go to, I use a Price Labs market dashboard and I look at, not the market dashboard, my pricing dashboard, and I'll go to the neighborhood section, the tab in the middle, and I'll look at my competitors and I'll look at their pricing and what they got booked at. But if you don't have Price Labs or you're not willing to pay for that, a really easy free way to do it is just use Airbnb. So I'm looking at this person's calendar. So the first thing I do if somebody gives me a listing, says, Kenny, like I'm not getting bookings, what's going on? I always go to their calendar. Okay. So I go to their calendar and I look and I'm like, wow, yeah, you have a lot of, you know, open dates. So, and I put in the dates here. So I'm going to say the 7th to the 13th, which is like next week to the 13th for a full week. Okay. Then I like to go to Airbnb. So I can see the total price before taxes, which is $3,300. So the 7th to the 13th, this place in Black Mountain, $3,300. Then I go into Airbnb and I search the same market, okay, in the same area, and I see and I put in those dates for properties that have the same bedroom count. So I'll say that again. The same market, number one, the same bedroom count, And you can even do the number it accommodates and also the same dates that are available. Okay. So this is really who you're competing against. All right. And I'll go here. So and that's exactly what I did here. I put Asheville, but I've got these properties here. I put the dates July 7th to the 13th, put 6 guests, but I have a filter on for 5 bedrooms here. You can see that. Okay. I hit search. There's lots of places available. All right. And you'll see that one place here is actually ranked number 3. So it's ranked on the first page. It's ranked number 3 on the first page for those available dates. But is it my pricing, the listing, or the amenity? Is it missing something? And when I look at the other properties that are still available as well, and the first thing I do is I'm looking at the pricing of those. Look at my pricing total, $3,300, which we talked about for this property. And then everybody else is 27, 26, 27, 29. And that property looks bigger. And then 3,000. And that property looks a lot nicer. And it's going to accommodate a lot more people. You can see that here too. The average daily rate is lower. This other one's actually a little bit more, but the fees are less. So if I go back to this property, not only am I priced too high, my cleaning fee is $500. Okay. And let's pull up another property here. Let's actually pull up this one with 434 that had a higher ADR overall. And I can see what the cleaning fee is only $100. Okay. So you're competing with properties that have a low cleaning fee. Okay, let's grab another one. Let's see. Are they all $100? I mean, this is a 5 bedroom. That's pretty crazy. Cleaning fee, $225. Okay, we'll grab another one. Okay, cleaning fee, $250. All right, let's do one more. Cleaning fee, this is a 5 bedroom, $295. So, two things right out the gate that this person, it's really a property management company called Carolina Mornings. So two problems that they're doing, and this is why we had a whole episode, a whole spiel on property management. And this is an example of they manage a lot of properties. Very nice listing, has very good reviews. So their quality is obviously really high, but they have some issues with revenue management. And it's obvious here because their pricing, not only is their ADR too high, okay, so it's higher than almost all the other properties, but their fees or their cleaning fee is $200 to $250 more than everybody else. And I understand, a 5-bedroom property, but I mean, that's a lot for a 5-bedroom. I have a 5-bedroom and it's not that much. And I pay a lot in my market. So, I mean, that's a lot, $500. So they're trying to make money off their cleaning fee. What's the story behind that? So if you have a high cleaning fee, which some of us do because we're really good cleaners and we love our cleaners, that's great. Then you're going to have to eat it in your ADR, meaning dropping your ADR a little bit. This property will not get booked for next week. It won't because the price is too high. In the off season, when we get really, really, really competitive, this is what we need to be looking at, guys. We need to be going in there, looking at our available dates in the future. Now, I know I looked a week out, but it's peak season. These properties should be booked. In the wintertime, it might be 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out, whatever it is. Booking lead time has shrunk, so it's going to be within a month period. And we're looking at these weekends that aren't booked that we're like, hey, I probably should get booked for that and comparing it to the other properties. I personally love going into Price Labs and seeing what the properties that did get booked got booked for. And then look at those properties, look at their amenities, look at the listings and see if there's any differences. But I guarantee you 100% this property is overpriced. It's that easy, okay? So before I'd be like, oh yeah, you got to put in that putt-putt mini green. You got to put in that barrel sauna that overlooks the views and spend all this money. The reality is, dude, your pricing's not right. Okay. It's so important to understand that, dropping your prices in the right time of the year is actually how you can increase your revenue. Because understand this concept. A property sitting with no revenue is no revenue, right? It's zero. Okay. But a property that gets, even if they drop their price in half, let's say they go from, 33, so they go down to, $1,600, $1,700, that's still not bad. That's still money in the bank that pays the mortgage, that pays the bills. So I'm not saying they should do that. You need to drop your price in half. You need to be competitive, okay? So when it comes to your pricing, you need to look at your competition, how you rank against your competition, and make sure that you're not falling above them in the pricing when you need to be competitive. All right. in my high season in July and August and September, I price my property really, really high. All right. I don't care what my competition does. This is an important concept here. Okay. Because I know that the occupancy rate is so high and that demand is so high during those seasons that I don't care what my competition does. I know they're going to price too low. They're going to get booked 6 to 12 months in advance even. And that's okay, because I know people are still going to come there and they're going to book my place at $2,000 a night when my competition got booked at $700 a night. They're leaving money on the table. However, as the dates get closer and as no one picks up those dates, I immediately start dropping my prices to get those bookings, to incentivize people to book. All right. And it's all based on booking lead time, meaning how far in advance people are booking. And as we get closer and closer, so if I get a month out in my market in a lake market, 5-bedroom, and those dates aren't booked, I start dropping it down, offering discounts and things, because I don't want $0. I want some money. And I know that people are coming to that market and it's a busy season and it should get booked. So I'm going to maximize that revenue that way. But those bookings that come far in advance where I'm getting $2,000 a night, man, I am cash flowing crazy. And the numbers speak for themselves. My best competitor, whose property is frankly nicer than mine, is making about $70,000 a year. My property, same bedroom count, maybe a few more amenities, is doing $108,000 a year. And it all comes down to pricing. Okay. So using your pricing will help you not only in the like leveraging your pricing from a dropping it and raising it standpoint, will help you cash flow more and increase your bookings, but always start with your pricing. Always critique your pricing first if you're not getting any bookings. That's the first place you start. Don't think about throwing money into the property. You're doing, I got to do all these extra things. Look at your pricing first. Critique your pricing based on your competition, and that will tell you if that's correct or not for your revenue management. And then the second thing I'll add to that, going back to the beginning as we wrap up here, make sure you know what you should or could be doing, right? Everybody thinks like, well, I could have 100% occupancy. That ain't going to happen. You really don't want 100% occupancy, okay? But we want bookings and we want money. We want to maximize our revenue. And so understand the percentiles. Look at the data. Look at your monthly targets. Set monthly targets, and they should never be the same. So do those things. That will help you maximize your revenue, help you maximize your growth, and help you, obviously, cash flow positive. I'm Kenny Bedwell. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And save this one. Bookmark this one for the future in the wintertime. And before you come and say, hey, Kenny, I'm not getting any bookings. What's going on? Well, is it your pricing? Is it your listing? Or is it the amenities? Start with this one and use it from there. Thank you very much for listening. And if you can do me a huge favor, I would appreciate a 5-star review on either Apple or Spotify. Help get the word out there. Help grow this podcast, because I know this is helpful and can help people cash flow. Thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.